Alright guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast. I'm your host Shane. So today I want to talk about a very controversial topic. And I say it's controversial because there's a lot of debate over this particular topic. And normally people are split and either agreeing or disagreeing. Both normally 50-50 or so. And what I'm talking about is how strong is Arc Heist, right? A lot of people are like, oh, he's not Yonko level, he's barely Admiral level and all of these things. And I am of the belief, however, that he is either Yonko level or a little bit below a Yonko level. I think he can take on any Admiral and win. With difficulty, of course. And I think he can stand up, survive a fight with any Yonko. That's what, so I'm thinking he's either Yonko level or a little bit below Yonko level. Slightly above Admirals. That's personally what I believe, right? And I'm going to give you guys the evidence to support that, or the little evidence that is there and all of that. Now, first of all, and this is one of the faults I give to Oda, right? The Oda, the writer of One Piece, is that it doesn't really give much information on the Yonkos and so forth in order for us to correctly categorize how strong they are. And I'm blaming him because he's the reason why there's such confusion around the archives, which might be deliberate. So I don't want to say I'm blaming him as, you know, he's a bad writer. I'm just blaming him for that problem. But the reason he might have done it is to do exactly this, you know, to create this what's the word I'm looking for? I think you guys know what I'm saying. Suspense, you know. This suspense surrounding our favorite characters and how powerful they might be or might not be, right? And one thing I'll say about Oda is that he's good at world building and hyping up characters, right? Because, like for instance, Shanks. Shanks is considered one of the strongest opponent characters in One Piece, but we have never really seen Shanks fight, right? We have heard about his feats, we have seen things to suggest that he's quite capable and all of these things. But also one thing I want to make distinguish right now, and I think a lot of One Piece fans sometimes mix it up, is that a bounty is not necessarily signifying how strong you are. That's one. Two things I want to talk about. A bounty is not all the time signifying how strong you are. Sure, the higher your bounty is, it's normally an indicator that you are strong. But not because someone bounty is higher than another person. Bounty means that they're stronger than that person in all sense. Sometimes it could be just how much of an annoyance they are to the world government. Right, that's something you have to pay attention to. Right, but of course you have to be really strong to annoy the world government and escape. So keep that in mind. So yeah, a bounty is not always signifying just how much stronger another person is. Take for instance someone like Boogie the clone. He was strong enough to become a Shubikai, or he was perceived as strong enough to become a Shubikai, and that's mainly because of his influence. Right, he has so much influence. He was a part of the Roger Pirates. He was shipmates with Shanks. You know, people see him talking with Shanks, exchanging words with Shanks, and that builds up his infamy, right? And all of these things, and he's normally at the scene of every major event taking place in the One Piece world. Again, that increases infamy and his bounty and all of these things. So these two things are, so the point that I'm trying to make is that infamy, influence, and bounty is not normally a direct correlation to strength, right? And strength, and this is one of the, this is all also you become a Yonko. Being a Yonko is not just about you being strong, like tremendously powerful. It's also about you having influence to do major decisions. It's just also that people who are Yonko are strong because you have to be strong to lead people. Now with that said, let's get down to business. How strong and how powerful is Arc Heist? Now I personally believe him to be as strong as a Yonko, or slightly less stronger than a Yonko, more stronger than an Admiral. Right? I truly believe that. Now the first evidence, one, he used to be rivals with Shanks, still technically a rival with Shanks, right? And Does that suggest that if Shanks is considered to be Yonko level in terms of strength and influence, then Hawkeye is supposedly around the same level, probably a little bit lower. Of course, he doesn't have the influence Shanks has, because Shanks is a Yonko commanding lots of pirates, while Hawkeye is literally his only pirate. You know, he's the captain of his ship, and his sword is his right hand man. That's pretty much it. That's it. That's it. Right? So that's that. And a lot of people try to downgrade it, but that was before Shanks was a young one. All of these things, really, is that the argument you're gonna use? So are you saying that Shanks was so weak before he was a Yonko, and we don't know how far from that? Like, that's right around the time when, like, the time when they visited the island. You remember that time when Hawkeye visited the island? That was when Luffy just started his pirate journey, right? And Hawkeye visited the island. That was after Shanks lost his arm and all of that thing. And so Shanks was like, do you wanna fight? And Hawkeye was like, no, I'm not trying to fight with a one-armed man, right? I think Shanks was a Yonko at that point in time. I think Shanks was a Yonko or was just about to become a Yonko at that point in time. So you can't look at me and tell me that Shanks at a Yonko level are almost being who was already a Yonko or is supposedly going on the path, just about to become a Yonko at that point in time, is so weak right? Because here we have Hawkeye literally saying that, no, I don't think I want to fight a one-armed man. I don't think it would be fair. That's Hawkeye literally looking at Shanks and saying, no, I don't think you can handle this. I don't want to fight a one-armed man. It's not going to be entertaining. That's Hawkeye's underestimating Shanks' strength, because keep in mind, he has fought with him multiple times. He must have known how strong Shanks is. For him to be undermining and demeaning Shanks because he lost, which means that he personally believes that he is capable of fighting and beating a Shanks with one arm. That's what I get, right? Now, let's talk about the next time we really saw Hawkeye in actions. And one of the things that is the Marineford, the showdown between the pirate versus the royal government, the Whitebeard pirates versus the royal government, right? The Marines. That's the next time that we really get to see Hawkeye in any type of action. Now, at the beginning, at the opening when he arrived, everyone was shocked. That was supposed to show you just how secluded and how much of a suspense and how much of a influence. And so Hawkeye had that. His mere presence on the battlefield had everyone tuning in. Not just the small fries, but admirals and all of these guys were looking in amaze and was like, whoa. Right? Now, keep in mind, this man has the title of the world's best swordsman. Right? Thing there. Now let's look at all the world's best, so-called best. Whitebeard was the world's strongest man. Look at how strong he was. Kaido is considered the world's strongest creature. Look how strong he is. So you tell me that the world's strongest swordsman is is so weak. We are talking about the best swordsman in the entirety of the One Piece universe. And you're saying that you think he's less than an admiral and not even reaching Yonko level. Come on, the other two world's best we have are considered Yonko level, which is Whitebeard and Kaido. Right? And people normally try to downplay strength, because at the beginning you say that, alright, you want to test the distance between himself and Whitebeard. Right, and I think and he slashed, and then the spectators like, whoa, that's the world's strongest slash, and people are like, oh, Drew's Black is strongest slash. This man literally just hold up his sword and drop it back. It wasn't a slash that had effort in it, that put a lot of effort. It is considered the world's strongest slash because it's coming from the world's strongest swordman. So even if he barely swung his sword, it would be considered the world's strongest slash because it's coming from the world's strongest man. It would be like if Whitebeard, the world's strongest man, thumps you. That it would be considered the world's strongest thump, even if it wasn't a thump that had all of the effort, the power that Whitebeard could muster up in it. You get what I'm saying? Right? And they are saying that Juzu Black is the world's strongest slash. Come on. It wasn't Hawkeye's strongest slash, right? And secondly, Juzo had to go full body activate his devil fruit fully body, and he didn't stop it. He had to redirect it upwards, right? And he had to struggle to do it. And we're talking about one of the White Bear's commanders now, one of the top fighters in the White Bear's command. He didn't stop it. He had to put it, turn it upward, literally deflect it. And when it went upward, there was a big tornado-like wave. That's how strong the guy was. Right? So a lot of people keep trying to disrespect my boy Hawkeye, thinking he's some weak ass. No, he's not, man. Hawkeye is literally one of the strongest. Another one was when he was fighting against the other swordsman. And it was like, no, later, let's turn it on this later. A lot of people think he was running from a fight. He was literally not. The guy was just there to scope out things, to see how things was doing. That's why it's called Hawkeye, you know. My guy liked to see things with those clear eyes of his. He wasn't running. He was saying that this man is considered a swordsman and he wants an official challenge. If you want an official challenge, then we cannot do it right here, because this is not a place to have an official duel between swordsmen. So why not we just put this off till later, because none of us will benefit from it right here. So he wasn't running. He had other business to take care of. I swear some of these people read these mangas and I think that's real stupid. Anyway, that's my rant for now. If you guys disagree, let me know. Bookmark my thing. You can download the Anchor app. You can call in. You can talk to me. Download the Anchor app. Search for Anime Podcast. Follow me there. And add me and you can call me. Send me a voice note or anything like that. Through the Anchor app. Alright? Or you can find me on Facebook, the Anime Podcast. I'm going to put the link in the description. And you can send me a message there as well. Let me know what you guys think. And make sure you guys bookmark me wherever you listen to Anime Podcasts. If it's Apple, follow me, subscribe there, wherever. Okay? See you guys in the next one.